Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy? What kind of takeoff? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low. I've been new. I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. Are you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Cold scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle. Staying down got me every penny. Night ain't have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. Oh, no, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I flippin' for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
I said one time for the one time, could they hate now? Two times for the two times, cause they fake now. Three times for the three times, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the niggas start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Tell it in every, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We get real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
Yo, what's happening? Thank you guys for tuning in to the Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and Mo Bings. We back at it again. Another Sunday fun day. What it do, Mo?
Yo, what's up, Black? What's up, people? Like you said, another Sunday fun day. Let's get it in. You know what I'm saying? Let's get
shout
it
out to our top five countries tuning in. United States, of course. Salute. California still holding it down, man. We definitely hope that all is you know, well out in California. California is under a lot of fire, literally, right now. And I've been seeing the photos going around of the red sky in Oregon and so on and so forth. So it's one of those things, like,
every year,
you know, it's a lot changing. It's crazy. Yeah. Crazy. So shout out to California. Then we're going to go all the way over to the United Kingdom, swing it back to Australia, come on through with Canada and Brazil. So shout out to our top five countries tuning in. If you want to get on the top five list, tell a friend and another friend to tune in. Spread the word. Share the links. You can actually go to blogtalkradio.com/thenewmanslovelyblack. You can find all of our archive links. You can actually share these links on your social media as well. And get up on our top five hit lists, because these five, they've been in good rotation. And we appreciate everybody that tuned in. Salute, salute, salute.
Salute.
So I am, like, here. Like, today, I don't know where the energy came. Like, the last 2 days, I've been getting, like, some amazing
sleep. Okay, yeah,
sleep.
I feel it.
Okay,
I feel
you. I can't lie. So, like, the last 2 days, I've been getting some amazing sleep. And I got up today, and instead of me procrastinating, because generally I'll procrastinate on my days off, and I'll be like, I'll get to it.
Dragging.
And get to it in the afternoon. But today I got up very early, and I got to it, cleaned up. My son had a science project. He had to create a tiger habitat. So we did that out of a shoebox today. It was due yesterday.
Nice.
Color people time. They got it today. Calm down.
Oh,
it got done. So we did the tiger habitat thingy, cleaned up, washed some clothes. So, boom, my dryer goes out, right? My dryer went out last week, and I was like, okay, I didn't have this dryer that long. I brought it from somebody. But, of course, I brought it from somebody that probably was just trying to get rid of it, and, hey, you know, was what it was. So next week I got to get somebody to come out here and look at the dryer and fix it, because dryers are easily fixed. So I'm not worried about that, just trying to make sure I get somebody reputable to fix the damn dryer, right? So I have that. So I was washing today. I said it to say I washed today. And so I hung the clothes out in the house because it actually doesn't take long at all for them to dry in the house, right? And as I'm hanging these clothes out, I'm like, geez, I got so much done today. Like, normally I have, like, a long list of shit to do, and then I get maybe halfway done. But the only thing I haven't done is recorded content, but I actually had massive content already. So now that I have gotten the content out that I had already pre-recorded, you know what I'm saying? Like, I record for the week, so to speak. So I want to try to, you know, my thing is to drop a video every single day on my YouTube page. Make sure you check me out. It's Miss Lovely Black on YouTube, MizzLuvLiBlack on YouTube. So I've been, like, pre-recorded. So whatever day that I run out, I would sit down and I would record 7 more videos so that I don't, you know what I'm saying, I don't miss a day, you know, consistency. And that's the only thing I didn't do today, but I'm off tomorrow, so I'll get into it tomorrow, you know. But honestly, it's kind of like I was thinking to myself, like, I really don't sit down and give myself enough props when it comes to certain things, right? I'm so accustomed to accomplishing things that I just be like, okay, I did this, and I keep moving, right?
Yeah.
And I think that is sometimes shortchanging myself because I'm not really, you know, really enjoying it. It's just another title under my belt. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I said that, So this week, towards the end of this week, I am going to celebrate with my family. I just haven't. I did the life coach thing recently. I got this book that's literally sitting in the chamber waiting on me, guys. It is not waiting on anybody else but me. I have a major project that I'm going to tell you guys about tonight going on, and that's why, like, I just have been so focused. And I just got the contracts and things signed this week. So, you know, it's like, whoo-hoo, okay, now let's focus. So when I'm wrapped in some things, when my plate is full, my focus is kind of where it needs to be. And I do these things silently, right? So that's the best part about it. Like, you guys will always hear it from here first. So if you don't tune in to my radio show, then, you know, if I decide to share it with social media, that's when, you know, you hear it. So Deranged Baby Mama. Okay, so I have trilogies out, right? Trilogies is, you know, three books, you know, of a story. 1, 2, 3. And so I have Confessions of a Mattress Actress, and that's my baby, okay? That's my baby. That's kind of like, it's my life story, you know, broken down into Confessions of a Mattress Actress. But then I came back with Deranged Baby Mama, okay? And so Deranged Baby Mama was something that I, like, was working on for some time now. I took some situations that I was really going through and put them in the book and then kind of, you know, put some more stuff with it, right? And so it's Deranged Baby Mama, Deranged Baby Mama 2, Deranged Baby Mama 3. Well, my response from this Deranged Baby Mama was so good. Because, you know, I got It Goes Down in the DM. You know, I got a lot of books that I can build on. But just Deranged Baby Mama. And so the finale is so fire.
And that's the part 3 is the finale, right?
The finale is so fire. So here, very shortly, I will be adding producer to my title. The Deranged Baby Mama trilogy is going to be. Let's do that. Okay, now, while I'm giving this announcement, The Deranged Baby Mama will be a movie.
Oh,
that
shit.
Is being
turned
into the movie script is
Damn.
Being created for that. The Deranged Baby Mama.
All right, man. Pop a bottle.
So I'm
Pop
adding producer to the cap. You know, like, it's just
the
like,
baby
you
mama
know.
About to be a producer. All right. I mean, you about to be a producer of that. Yo, that's about to be a movie, man. That's big.
Like that is popping off over there.
Yeah,
I know
I
haven't created. Right, I haven't created any new photo shoots. I am coming. I promise. October is going to be real
Lifetime,
good. So
BET, you know what I'm saying? Which one? Because I can see that on both.
I don't know yet. Right, and so
Lifetime
with BET,
I can see that shit.
Because I just, you know, I'm not going
BET
out like
stepped their game
the newbie.
Too. Straight up, you know.
Yeah, I'm not going out like the newbie. So you know.
All right.
We're going to see.
Well,
you know, I mean,
it's
just like I don't celebrate. And I had to stop and be like, wait a minute. Like, dude, you really doing
that's
big shit
dope.
Right now. So it's like,
keep
it's
it
like,
going,
dude,
man.
You know, like, stop, breathe.
That's what I'm
like,
talking about, man.
Pat yourself on the back first, you know.
Got to just keep grinding through, man. But, yeah, smell them roses, man.
Like, yeah, know? Like, smell the roses. Pour grind it out. Then go
so
for
often.
It. Shout out to Plus Us Mag. For the double feature, the double front cover, like, shit, salute to them, man. I got the cover, double cover for them. They've been going super hard. They're up out of New York area. They're in the New York area. They've been going super hard getting the relaunch of this magazine. So they have
been,
like,
doing it. Let me
find out
about the magazine stand on the cover somewhere. You know what I mean? You find out.
Yeah, like, they've been working real hard on their relaunch. They were out before they're relaunching, so Plus Us Mag, they gave me two cover shoots. So, supreme gratitude to you guys, man. You know, hey, I'm just moving. You know what I'm saying? I'm just moving. I'm just focused. I'm just really, you know, I'm here, y'all.
That's
like
good,
we gonna
man.
Share,
That's
we
good,
gonna
man.
Share the momentum. We gonna share the love each and every single time, and we gonna appreciate everything that's happening. But I am going to drop the finale really soon because I swear to God, I want you guys to get a hold to it. I've been busy. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but I'm coming. It's coming. I promise. It's coming. It's coming. It's all me. It's all me. It's all me. I promise to God, but it's coming. So how was your week? That was mine. You know, all smiles, full of energy, ready
That's good.
For
good.
Felt
like you had a
week.
Great week, man. So I'm happy for you.
Well,
my week,
thank you.
My week. This week is titled management. You know what I'm saying? I'm just managing. Time management is a big key for me right now. Just getting everything back into the fold. You know what I'm saying? Like, we pretty much almost out of COVID, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? So everything's getting back to the way it somewhat used to be. So once again, bringing real estate back into the fold, I kind of been on the sidelines, but this week I'm looking to really tap back into that. You know what I'm saying? I got a couple meetings set up, see how that go. And then, like I said, I've been grinding on this stock shit, you know what I'm saying? So I'm ready to get back into that. So just, you know, time managing that so I can do that. You know, continue doing my interior decorating and just keep everything in the fold. And then just, you know, managing my marriage, managing family, friends, money, and time. You know what I'm saying? So that's it. You know what I'm saying? So we're just kind of just grinding and, like I said, just making sure everything is just managed correctly. So that's, you know, that's my week. And then, you know, right now to top it off with the wind down and kind of – this is kind of like my wind down re-up. You know what I'm saying? So I wind down from the week that was and I re-up for the week that's coming. So, you know, that's where I'm at.
Wow. I feel so unenthused right now. All this fucking
why is that?
Winding down and management and shit. Nigga, your week sucks. So he had to manage his wife.
Actually come in as he missed the whole week coming in.
Yeah,
by
yeah. Just shit on my week. Okay, so what was your?
I mean, my bad. I apologize for shitting on your week. I've only been gone all entire week. Shit, fuck. Y'all better be happy that I'm here.
Tell us
shitting
about
on week. Fuck. I ain't do shit this week other than make a shitload of money. Fuck around with stock, you know, federal exchange, you know, foreign exchange, I mean, real estate. I made a shitload of money this week. Matter of fact,
so why
I didn't
you
get no
here?
Head last night. What, last week?
No, this week. Maybe
I was making money. No, last week. That was last Sunday I was in there. I didn't show up last Sunday, nigga.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, I ain't sure less. I was preparing for this week as far as money's concerned. I made a shitload of fucking money. Man, matter of fact,
right.
I ain't even get no hair last night. I ain't get no hair last night. I ain't get no pussy last night.
No, well, that's good, man. Hey, man. Well,
no, that
no,
ain't good.
No, like, look, yeah, shit. You done had enough for all of us, dude. You're okay.
No. I ain't get no hair at all, no pussy last night. That's horrible.
Hey, well, look,
but it's all good.
If you ain't get no head and you ain't get no pussy, but you get money, hey, that's a beautiful thing too. So.
No, nigga, I got Monday through fucking Friday. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
Saturday
okay,
and Sunday,
okay.
Ain't no fucking reason not to give me no head and no pussy. Like, bitch, now you got to go outside. I'm putting hoes on punishment. Bitch, you in detention.
Okay.
In the red bone,
ain't
that
no
bitch suspended.
All right. The confidence and the cockiness is real right now. So, yo, I like that. You know,
forever.
I can vibe with that.
My week was good, man. I just focused on I did a shitload of day trading. For the last 5 days or whatnot, and I made a shitload of money doing that. Foreign exchange, made a shitload of money. I lost a lot of money, but I made more than I lost. You know what I'm saying? So it was all good.
It was good. So,
and then
so the profit was there.
My niggas that I'm doing my real estate investment with or whatnot. We just came together and bought a little commercial property. So it was a good week.
That's real good, man. All right, man. Well, look. What's up, man? I like to see
I'm just waiting for my Arabian niggas. You know, open shit back up. This COVID-19 cost a motherfucker a shitload of money.
So,
other than that,
everybody seemed like they doing improved this week, so that's a good thing. All right?
Yeah.
No, I'm not doing improved. I ain't getting no fucking head and no pussy last night. That ain't doing improved. That's very disappointing. I'm very disappointed in that bitch. That bitch, nigga, I woke up.
Is she the lady now? Is she the main lady?
No, she was in my bed, though.
Is this the two-month-old mother?
Yeah.
She's been around a lot. I think she number one. She be around a lot.
She number one
no,
in the rotation?
No, don't do that. No, don't do that, because everybody be there at the same time, so don't do that shit. She just woke up in the fucking bed with me this morning. And I ain't get no pussy in her head last night. Oh, bitch. I threw the covers off. Bitch, get up.
I just never known you to be this aggressive when it comes to sex and things like that. I mean, you're just my best friend, but I've never known you to be that, like, aggressive.
No. See, this the thing about it is, you ain't never seen me when I wake up and there's a bitch in the bed. There's requirements for you to sleep in my bed.
Well, we done slept beside each other. You know what I'm saying before,
yeah.
But not
okay.
Like
you and
do,
I
do,
have
do
slept
tell,
beside each
tell.
Other. But you and I, we ain't never fucked. There's a difference, and it was
right.
in my bed. Okay, that was a hotel room bed. It's a difference.
Oh, shit.
You ain't never
oh,
woke
shit.
Up
okay.
in my bed. There's requirements when you wake up in my bed, bitch. If I wake up in my motherfucking bed, bitch, I better be waking up to this fucking head. God, I better be waking up like, ooh, bro, ooh, that feel good. The fuck? Bitch, I wake up, you still sleep? Bitch, you crazy.
Yeah, like, you know, as like your best friend, like, he has never really act like that around me. You know, like the jokes and the shit talking, that's him all day. I don't care what environment he in, he can always do that. But at you know, at never like that. You know what I'm saying? Like and we like Gucci, like that's my boy.
Black.
Like
But Black, you not my bitch. You see what I'm saying?
No, I know that. But I never seen you act like that.
Black.
With
because,
them.
Nigga, you ain't never heard me hold a conversation about a bitch that woke up in the bed with me.
Your baby mama that, like, I'm super cool, that I was super cool with, like, she was the more dominant one, so.
Dominant
oh, wait, hold on. She was the more dominant? She was more dominant than Smooth?
Dominant.
Dominant.
Yeah,
no,
she was.
Oh, shit.
Okay. Dominant to who? Like, I'm trying to figure that part out. Dominant to who?
Oh, shit.
Because even if that's
she
just,
ran
even
the show?
Oh no, bitch. Never. Oh, never. Matter of fact, I won't listen to this story too. I'm about to be quiet. Tell me. Tell me. What? I won't listen to this one. Everybody be quiet. Let's hear the story. I don't hear no story, man.
Who was the dominant one? Like, for real? Like, yo, like. And we done talked about this before. Like, I met Smooth, what, like 10, 11 years
ago?
Something mm-hmm. like that. And I met him originally through his baby mama. And his baby mama,
no.
Faye. I met you first. I met Faye first.
No, you met me, and the name was Flo, not Faye.
Flo. Look, I ain't seen. She had disappeared and shit, but we was going through pages, so I haven't seen Flo in forever. I haven't talked to Flo rather in forever, but Flo was dominant as shit.
Yeah, to other niggas.
Flo was dominant.
Flo was a butt fire.
Yeah,
Flo
that's
was
what
a
I'm saying. She was trying to bring out that strap on you.
No, not to me, to other niggas. But we had an agreement. You see what I'm saying? Because like she'll never get this ass. So we had an agreement. She can fuck all niggas she want in the ass, but she just couldn't fuck them. You see what I'm saying? Like, yeah, she can pound their assholes out all she want, but you can never let them niggas get the pussy. That was the agreement.
Right.
Careful,
and we had
man.
This conversation back then because he was like, I'm like, look, as long as she has the ring to,
like that.
If that's her fetish, right? So just
fuck
say if my dude had a fetish, and we speak, and we're going to talk about that. We're going to make, with this topic, we're going to, you know, talk about fetishes. But the best thing that you could do for your mate, if your mate has a fetish, bruh, if you don't oblige it, you're not into it, let that man go fulfill his fantasy. The trust is there when you say you just can't sleep with this person. And at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, like, that shit opens up a whole nother portal to your relationship. Smooth was, okay, you like to fuck dudes in the butt? Okay, go ahead and do that. But you can't let them sleep with you. And that was, like, me and Flo whole thing. Like, yeah, no, you're not going to sleep with me if I, you know, strap on. You know what I'm saying? And so that's where the whole chicken story came from that Smooth be telling. But
chicken grease.
But it's
what's
very,
like
very cool
room,
to have
boy.
That open personality. But Faye is like Faye dominant.
Flo.
I don't know why I want her to be Faye, but okay.
I don't know.
Her.
She ain't no fairy. Nigga, Faye. Fuck. It's Flo.
Flo.
Remember?
Yeah, she's dominant. She has a very dominant energy. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she got
watch
a dominant energy.
Out.
Until she run up against
her.
I'll
catch you slipping.
Nah,
right, and we was all cool, and me and Smooth just, like, you know, stayed cool, and, you know, I asked about it or whatever, but I think after a while he was like, yeah, no, you don't need to talk to that bitch. Leave her where she at. And I'm like, man, give her my number. He's like, no. So I was like, okay.
Yeah, don't cut that shit
off. The closer me and Smooth got, the more he was like, hell no, you can't talk to her. So when he became my best friend, that was a wrap for her. Like, no.
And then Flo became Faye, and that's what we got now.
Yeah. Flo became Faye then.
Called it this a different name and everything. She'd have renamed it this. I don't know.
Like, no. For one year for my birthday, Smooth flew me out to New Orleans, paid for the room, and was like, ball out, bitch. I didn't even see this nigga. You know what I'm saying? He didn't come see me, no nothing. I was pissed. Like, Bess, you ain't even come up here and see. Bitch, I was so fucking drunk, bruh. I was fucked up. Nice. And I was like, I wanted to see Flo. He's like, hell, motherfucker. Like, no, bitch, you know too much. No, that's just that question. You my best friend. You can't be cool with none of my baby mamas. Like,
nice. No,
absolutely nothing.
That's cool.
Yeah, Flo is diamond,
I respect
though.
That.
Don't play with it. I don't know.
So what we got on this topic tonight, though?
Man, listen.
But, bro, times have changed. Like, before we get on this topic, man, times have changed. Like, these tricks is real out here. These tricks is fucking
real out here. These hoes
No. Hoes been hoes since the beginning of time.
Nah,
hoes been hoes since the beginning of time.
No.
Hoes been hoes since the beginning of time. But these tricks are real.
It was underground.
Look, hey, tricking. No, nigga. But tricking used to be illegal. Boy, if a bitch asked you for loot, boy, you had all rights to bat in the fucking mouth. Now I read the topic and I was like, Jesus fucking Christ. Be y'all.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is it like this for real? Man, look. You'll meet a bitch today, a bitch talking about she's looking for a sugar daddy. Bitch, I'm looking for a sugar mama. What's that? Exactly.
Yeah, because it goes more than one way. Now, don't get it twisted.
True.
Like, is a financial sponsorship the new relationship, right? Boom.
Fuck no.
Let me tell you something. So it's all about your confidence that you have. You know what I'm saying? Your confidence in yourself. You know what I'm saying? Do you keep yourself up? You know, are you studying yourself? Whatever the case may be. Now, you got these men out here that don't want to spend no money on you. And if you say something about money, oh, you like that, mama? That's what you do, ma? That's how you know what I'm saying? They on that type of time, right? But I promise you, man, I promise you. Listen, let me tell you something. When I was in the streets, right, long time ago, I got buddies that I talked to this day from being in the street. Those solid-ass motherfucking people from being in the street that I met that used to cut the check with me, they're the most solid motherfuckers that I know. Ain't never stopped, always been on point. And I will forever rock with them because you build a certain bond when you bought that business, right? When you in a regular relationship with a guy, it's a gamble. It's a catch-22. Are you going to make it work? Is he gonna be emotionally involved in you for real, or he gonna be emotionally involved with you and 42 more people, and you gonna be hurt? He gonna go to the next one. You get in an argument today, tomorrow he going on to the next one. So you got that situation, and you got more women that's tired of going through that situation and basically saying, like, listen, I'm finna give you a tag, I'm gonna give you a tag, I'm gonna give you a tag. Everybody got their purpose on what they do. Everybody got, you know what I'm saying, their little situation or whatever the case may be. Look, cut the check. And that's just what it is. Like, is that, like, the new relationship? Because it's less stress. You ain't got to question nobody what you doing, how you doing it, da da da. If you smart about what you doing, anybody like you. First of all, you supposed to have sponsors that you don't sleep with. Like, you're not really getting
wait,
a sponsor if
work?
You got to sleep
wait,
with
wait,
these
wait.
People.
How that work? You got sponsors that you did. That's
man,
some
it's
real
very easy.
Shit.
Now, the game is to be sold,
yeah,
not told, but I'm going to share it to y'all because I love y'all. But you have to
have
sponsors. You cannot sleep with every last one of your sponsors. That makes you a hoe. That makes you that's what that is. It's not sponsoring no more. You just a hoe. You want to fuck for
that's,
a check.
I think it go both ways. If you got a sponsor,
no,
you
as a sponsor, right? A sponsor is somebody. Listen, let me tell you something. Keep yourself up. Look real good. Post them pictures, right? They gonna see what they want. Boom. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
they going to get in your shit. They want you bad enough. You're going to go through about 20 motherfuckers that's playing to get that
okay.
one that's ready to cut the check.
Okay.
He's
going to
cut the check before he even see you. Those are the ones that you want to hold out for, the ones that's going to start sending you money before they all
just
even seen each other, before y'all linked
you?
Up or whatever. Boom,
wow.
You got him, right? You're going to have to go through a whole bunch of bullshit. Look, you see they ain't cutting checks, slide on to the next. Once you get that one, you stick there. Then you meet up with them, but you don't have sex with them. You know, you come to that common agreement. Listen, we're going to do this, but we are not going to have physical sex. I don't care if it's me dancing for you, if it's me giving you massages. I don't care what it is. We're not going to have physical sex. Whatever you do to do that, then whatever. Your happy ending, whatever. We're not going to have physical sex, right? And let
wow.
that be. You let that motherfucker run the check.
That
you know what I'm saying?
Is.
Now, always understand this. A trick is a trick that is a trick. These niggas is hobby. If he cut a check with you, he done cut a check with her, then he cut a check with her. Their main goal is to not feel like a trick. So they don't want you to make them feel like a trick. Those hobbyists, right, they don't want you to make them feel like a trick. They want you to make them feel like they're your friend. Even though you don't give two shits about them and none of that, you're going to entertain them and you're going to answer their questions and you're going to, you know, say, how you doing, all that old bullshit. You're going to do all of that because they're a hobbyist. This is what they do. They're going to pay you. They're going to pay somebody else. You know what I'm saying? They just don't want to feel like that person, and it's not about sex. Then you got these men that they want sex. So everybody got that one good friend that you've been knowing. If it ain't broke, why fix it? It ain't no strings attached. Look, they come, they get the pussy, they leave. They cut a check, they do what they got to do. The end. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing, you know. But under these circumstances right now, in this day and age that we in, no woman should be sleeping with anybody that can't bring nothing to her table. Like, that's just that on that. It's all cute and you know, you got a little dude that you used to deal with. But listen, you shouldn't deal with somebody that's not bringing nothing to the table. Even if you got the nigga that you love, but he can't really bring financial attributions to the table. Look, turn that nigga into a babysitter or something. You know what I'm saying? He shouldn't come to your table with nothing.
Shit.
Like, everything around you has to work for you. And that's your new relationship, bruh. Like, you can't – listen – if the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result, why are we not applying this shit to relationships? How many relationships we going to get in? Here's the thing. I was just about to get married again. I didn't tell nobody. I didn't even tell y'all till just now. And then this shit went left. You know what I'm saying? I should have figured that out. I kept saying, I won't tell y'all until I'm married. You know what I'm saying? Like, you should have, like, known
shit.
That.
Nah, I ain't hear that
you
part
know?
Either, motherfucker.
Oh, shit, like.
I'm up to let
but,
that
yeah.
part.
That's
you
all
can't
like, that's
trust
a,
them
that's
CIA-ass, agent-ass niggas. You know what I'm talking about? Coach work for the feds.
That's a new, that, yeah, yo, that's a new book. You got, you.
This nigga drives me himself. Like, what?
Listen, my ancestors are blocking me from marrying these ducks, man. They like, no, we're not gonna do it. No, we're not gonna do it. Like my mission is full force ahead. My ancestors was like, they throwing shit in there fast as hell. Like they coming together. Abort mission. Like, all right, it's aborted. But like and so when it comes down to it, it's like, okay, I'm really like kind of over that shit. Like I am. I'm over the whole, you know, trying to love and be emotionally connected, and I really don't want that. So I want to get my homegirls, you know what I'm saying? I want to have homegirls that I chill with, that we do shit with, and let me be emotionally connected to these hoes. And then, you know, fuck you, pay me to, you know, whatever else that come along
you,
with
hold on,
that.
Wait, hold on, Black. You just said a whole bunch of stuff. You got to clarify that. So what you looking for, a homegirl? You looking for a relationship with the homegirl? You looking for
no. If we fuck, we fuck. But I'm not looking for a relationship with her. So that's just the whole thing. Like, Smooth know how I used to be. I didn't have no emotions. You know what I'm saying? Like, and if I did show emotions, Smooth would be like, what the fuck's wrong with you? Bitch, is you broke? You know what I'm saying? Like, is you broken? Like, is the toy broken? Bitch, you got emotions. Like, I just was all about money. Like, get money. And so I just was a whole beast. I'm not definitely trying to go back to that point because I am dead fast in my career. I'm focused on what I'm doing, my brand. But I know that I am not looking, like, that relationship shit is total, man. I'm, like, over that.
Birds right now?
It's for the birds. Like, even not even right now. It's, look at what I'm doing, right? And so, and so in the mix of me doing all of this stuff right here, just in the mix of me going through what I'm going through and people not even knowing that I got this movie deal on, you know what I'm saying, like this movie situation to become a producer, on, like nobody knowing what's going on. And then, you know, the shit that you got to deal with, you know, like me, I think I am broke. I cried when the shit, you know, went left. I ain't going to lie. I cried for like a day and a half. And then I was just like, oh, well. After that, and I'm like, okay, am I broken or something? Because most time people cry for like a month or something. I was like, you know, okay, it's over. Done. Move right along. I think I'm broke. But it's like, it's, I mean, shit, I don't know. Because I got people that's like, I got people right now that's like, hey, man, shit, let's just, you know, I'll give you what you want, you know. You just give me, make me smile, I make you smile. You know what I'm saying? And it's not even about sex for the most part. You know, it's more so like people got different fetishes. I love men with fetishes. I don't have to sleep with you. I love that.
What, I mean, sure. but hold on, though. And then maybe I just need to be educated on it. So wait, hold on. You trying to tell me that some dude is just going to give you? I mean, when you say fetishes, it's got to be something that he paying for that he going to, if he giving out money, he got to be getting something in return. You know what I'm saying? Because don't nobody.
You got dudes that just want you to send them videos, like you walking or you just going on about your day.
So
Black, or
you got an OnlyFans on a low that you ain't tell us about. That's what.
No, like I'm giving you examples. You got dudes that just want pictures. Like you got dudes that.
That's crazy.
You got dudes that want massages. You know what I'm saying? Like they just want you to get them massages or whatever.
They got hoes like that, you know what I'm saying? Nigga, in my mid-20s to my early 30s, man, I had an old fat ass fucking nurse bitch. All she wanted to do was run me my money. You see what I'm saying? I ain't had to fuck the bitch or nothing. She just wanted to get me fucking loot. I was okay with it to a certain extent. Yeah, the bitch just wanted to get me money. I don't know what they got.
You just gotta be in control of your shit. Cause they'll try to have all the shit. They be wanting a whole bunch of shit for nothing.
The big chick, though. You had to be doing something. A little something strange, a little change. Nothing. You wasn't doing nothing. Giving her
a little
massage.
In my mid-20s to my early 30s, right? In my mid-20s to my early 30s, all I did was travel. You see what I'm saying? That's all I did. When Flo fucking met me, it was like right before I started to jet out. So the older bitch, the older fat-ass nurse bitch, man, she just wanted to just give me shit. That was it. The bitches wanted to give me fucking money. All right, okay, cool. I ain't at the fucking.
So you had to give her friendship or something, though. Some type of companionship, though.
No.
So you would, like, check Twitter. Give you money.
No,
because like, right,
I wasn't even in the country. I wasn't even in the country to get a bitch no type of friendship. So there is bitches out here that's tricks. I know without a shadow of a doubt, you got friends, male friends, right, that came in contact with bitches, and all they do is trick. All they want to do is give a nigga money.
Especially
yes
this
no.
day and age, right now, these women, they just want you to be consistent with it and tell them what
well,
they want to hear,
homeboys,
and they show will give you whatever the hell you want.
And then, you know, they done found them a nice little situation or whatever, but it's mutual. They ain't just, chicks ain't just going to give them money.
Ain't no mutual. Ain't no mutual with me. Now, the thing is, I was never in the fucking country anyway, but I'm a dominant-ass dude, so... This is how this works. I refuse to pay a bitch for her quality time. You see what I'm saying? Now, I'll build you up like my youngest baby mama. Like, all right, bitch, you going to school. Matter of fact, I'm happy that COVID-19 happened because now school is cheaper. You see what I'm saying? But it's all about income potential. It's all about income potential. Like, if I invest in you, I invest in you. That's it. Ain't going to be no like, oh, bitch, here you go, make yourself feel better type shit. Like, no, bitch, if I invest in you, bitch, you going to school, you going to a class, you getting something. You going to get a fucking real estate license or something. because I'm gonna get my fucking money back. I'm gonna get my return on my investment. Fuck that.
Okay.
Well,
okay,
game
so
has changed. These niggas out here just tricking. No, no, bitch. Me not trick. No,
yeah, that's
no,
the shit
no,
I
no.
don't understand. That part I just don't get it. But you know, it's just a different mindset, I guess. Like, what the fuck? But I get. But you said you had to go through like 20. You had to go through like 20 different, you know, people that are like, nah, hell no, I ain't doing that shit till you find out one.
Like I don't get down with liabilities. I don't do liabilities.
Yeah.
Like, nigga, I need assets. My mind didn't change. I'm old enough. I need assets.
Yeah.
I need shit to make me fucking money. I need to know without a shadow of a doubt, if push comes to shove, you see what I'm saying? And I need a fucking investor. I done put you in the spot to where you can become that investor as well. We're going to get this money together. All of us going to get this fucking money together. Now, if I got a weak link, and don't get me wrong, I got one weak link, and Jesus Christ. Jesus
you
Christ.
You might have to fire that person or get rid of them. You know
no,
what
no, no. That's the one I'm on. Oh, that's the bitch that got me on child support. That's the weak link. That's the weak link. Because I didn't. No, it's not about being out of pocket. It's about even though I'm on child support, right, I still come up to this bitch with ways for her to get more money. You see what I'm saying? Because, like, for one, at the end of the day, bitch, you still got my child. So it make no sense for my child to have to fucking struggle because your stupid ass don't want to do nothing.
Got you.
So I'm still going to do best to, you know what I'm saying, invest in your stupid ass to get you to do some shit. But if you ain't willing to do it, I mean, nigga, you just a liability. So fuck it, I just cut my loss.
Well, I mean, I guess that goes into this whole thing. Like, if you can't be used, then you're useless, huh? That's that mantra then, right? That's what you're basically saying. It can't be
useless to me. Yeah. You might be
basically
that's
a hell of a motherfucking mantra. If you can't be used, you're useless. And that's just what. If you can't bring nothing to the table, then what the fuck you do? Like a person want me to bring something to their table. You know what I'm saying? A motherfucker want me to be like, oh, okay, you know, she doing this, she doing that. You know, you want bragging rights on what I'm doing. You want, what can I do for you? How can I help you? How can I guide you? The same shit. You got to bring something to my table. I don't want your dick. You know what I'm saying? I don't want your energy. Like, we got the same thing. But the thing is, you want me, I don't want you. So you got to have that big energy when it comes down
to you. You might not be useless to somebody else. You're just useless to me.
Useless to me. Swear to God.
Yeah.
Set a mouthful. What's your viewpoint, Mo? You've been sitting down talking and acting and going back and forth. What's up, Mo?
Yeah. All right. So, you know, just to reiterate tonight's topic for the people out there listening, is financial sponsorship the new relationship?
No.
I mean, it can be. You know what I'm saying? It can be these days and times. I mean, like, I agree with both of y'all points on different things, you know.
I didn't get a point.
Well, but you did make some points. You made some points on your
different situations. I didn't get a point.
Yeah.
I just said no. I just said no.
Oh.
No, tricking is not a new relationship.
Tricking is not the financial sponsorship.
No, trick.
Okay.
I think it can be.
I mean, it's, you know.
It ain't a new relationship. It's a new dynamic, but it ain't a new fucking relationship. It's a new dynamic, but it ain't a relationship.
Well, look.
But it ain't a relationship.
Getting back to the point that I was going to make before when we first started talking about the topic about 15 minutes ago, I think hoes, and like I said, to tell you the truth, it ain't never like hoes, pimps, tricks. That shit has been around since the beginning of time. You know what I'm saying? But it's been underground, you know, for a while. You know what I'm saying? I think in the 70s, it was kind of popping. Probably like in the 20s, it was popping. You know, it had different eras, and then it becomes taboo, and then it goes back underground. It doesn't go away; it just goes back underground. And I just think we've had a new renaissance of women who, especially younger women now, coming into their own, coming into their adulthood, and they recognize the sex sales, they recognize the pussy is power, and people will pay for it. You know what I'm saying? People will pay for it. So I think it can be like it's not. I'm not trying to be nobody's sponsor or run game like that, but it's out there. You know what I'm saying? Like, I definitely think it. And then you could just see just the just listening to the songs that's on the radio, you can just see it in the times that we're living in. Look at Cardi B and Meg's hit song WAP, Wet Ass Pussy. You know what I'm saying? To me, that was just a hustler's anthem to, like, OnlyFans chicks. You know what I'm saying? They hear that, and they just like, oh, we about to get this. You know what I'm saying? So, and just to see how it's advertised. What?
I thought it was just a regular song. Nigga, am I broken?
Nah, it's not. It's more than a regular song. That's an anthem for what we're talking about. Finding sponsors. You know what I'm saying? So, especially with Black, getting back to what Black was saying. Black was just saying how, like, you know, going through the 20 people or whatever, and then you find out one that, you know, you ain't even got to have no sexual relationship.
Hold up, wait a minute. Was WAP about finding sponsors? Did I miss a part of the song?
WAP, Wet Ass Pussy. You know what I'm saying? That's just like
about finding sponsors. Like, was that about finding sponsors? Did I miss
Yes, I think it could. Yeah, I think it is. WAP.
What part of the lyrics is about finding a sponsor?
Listen. I'm about to tell you. I'm about to put you on to what I think.
Break
it down.
Your perspective
might be different. All right, I'm about to break it down.
Oh, so they don't verbally say it.
Check this out. That's like the, all right, I ain't into superheroes or nothing like comic books and all that shit, but you know when Batman
like
put out that Bat, all right, well look, you know when Batman put out the Bat signal, like okay, it's about to go down.
No,
Bat signal was up there.
No, Commissioner
so
Gordon put out
there.
The Bat signal, nigga, but keep going.
What happened?
Say it,
what happened?
Commissioner Gordon put out the Bat signal, but keep going, nigga.
Yeah, to let Batman know that it's real out there. So that's a signal. You know what I'm saying? It's a little signal to just letting you know, like okay, it's popping out here. So what I'm saying is, that WAP is kind of like a signal. You know what I'm saying? It's like a little, it's a mating call. That's what it is, a mating call.
I'm confused because what was pussy before it was wet? Like, were we just giving out fucking damp ass pussy? Did I miss something? These old men having wet pussy. Like, did I miss something?
What I'm saying, they recognizing that it's power, man. It's power to it. You know what I'm saying? Like just said, like, they ain't even got to have sex with you now. But nowadays, if they get their shit popping a certain way,
this nigga
said
recognizing.
Like,
you know how many wars they started over pussy? Like, motherfucker know what pussy is. Motherfucker know about the power of pussy.
But what I'm saying, it was underground, is what I'm trying to say. Now it's like mainstream. That's what I'm trying to say. You know what I'm saying? So, I think it is.
Wet pussy was underground?
Dude. Smooth, man. Come on, man. You know what I'm trying to say. You know I'm saying it. I just explained it to you. What I'm trying to say is just mainstream now. Like, if that's a song that just can be played and that females can just gravitate to. Like some, like any hustler's anthem for you know, like it might be a certain song that you might hear to get you pumped up to make some money. You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, let me day trade. Let me get another deal. When you hear that song, it gives you like juice. It gives you like little inspiration. All right, let me get it. You know what I'm saying? That's the same thing. For
I
me.
Prefer heads,
that's
but
it.
All right. The only thing I want here is the bitch on my dick.
That was them. I see it. Like, you know, just being on like the social media, I get like a little, like it's funny. You know what I'm saying? That's where I get my news from, but I get a lot of energy from it now. You know what I'm saying? Just being on social media, Twitter. You know, Twitter's my shit. I mean, Instagram is one thing, but Twitter, you really, because of the rawness of it, you really see the energy that's out here right now. And that's definitely.
Shout out to Bill Clinton, man. Because without Bill Clinton, I would have never got the idea to get some head while doing business. Look, that should clarify you about the motherfucker.
Well, he did it at the highest level, right? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So,
look,
and he's still doing his bullshit. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that ain't never going to leave him. I think it's definitely a dynamic. I definitely think it's for some people, it is the financial sponsorship is the new relationship because people do get a cold heart. You know what I'm saying? Like Black just said, like, I ain't into the whole, like, been there, done that, tried it, didn't work, and now I'm just getting this money. You know what I'm saying? And,
all right, so what you saying? Because, like, I'm confused, right?
Go ahead.
Because if tricking is the new relationship, right, what happens to the motherfuckers who don't get down with liabilities? You see what I'm saying? If you're not the type of motherfucker just go ahead and get your money away, then what the fuck going on? Because I'm not giving
you
going
to be out there with the dumb bitches that's just trying to – you going to continue to run through the dumb bitches that don't know no better. That's right here talking about, I got my own money. I don't need him for shit. Because you're going to always have them chicks. So you just going to keep running in circles with those dummies. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, you're going to get tired of them. And then you're going to come over because you're going to find that one chick that's going to make you want to cut a check.
No, could never, because all my dumb bitches are working to get houses and businesses. So I like my dumb bitches. What I refuse to do is give my money to some bitch over a nut. Like, man, fuck that. Nigga, I look at income potential. That's
it ain't
got to
be
right
no nut. That's what we're talking about.
Like, I can't see myself investing in no bitch. You know what I'm talking about? We ain't fucking. You ain't a baby mama. We ain't in a relationship. Hell no. The only bitch that I invest in is like a fucking friend. You see what I'm saying? And I ain't got too many of them bitches. You see what I'm saying? That's how that shit works.
Okay.
If we friends, if we like-minded individuals, and we on our fucking hustle, you see what I'm saying? Then all right, okay, cool. You come up with a fucking scheme to get this money, get this loot, either be stocks, either be fucking real estate, either be a fucking pyramid scheme. I don't give a fuck. As long as I get my money back, we can do this.
But
if it's just on some bitch walking around with some booty shorts on, talking about, hey, daddy, you got $20? Nah, bitch.
I'll tell you on that, too. And
you
that's
see
the part
what I'm saying?
That
like,
that.
Nigga, I can't see these niggas out here just tricking for no fucking reason. Like, I don't know you.
Yeah.
Now, if I just meet you on the street, look, I'm telling you right now, I ain't really trying to talk to you. I ain't trying to get your number. Run me your address. That's it. All I want is the fucking address, because all I want is the pussy.
Check it. All right, so peep this, move. So,
I'm peeping.
Now we've seen it from. I'm definitely seeing it from your point of view. And like I said, I agree with your point. You made some really good points. You know what I'm saying? That I could fuck with. I could co-sign that, right? But you got to see it from the female's point of view, right? So,
but I'm a testosterone driven ass nigga. So
how could I see it from a female point of view? We know that. You being on the show, we know how your personality is. We do. I do. I think black dudes
right, so
do too.
Help me see it from the other side. Talk to me.
So I'm about to. So now, peep this out. Email, right? You just said you had a great week. You know what I'm saying? You just said you just got to this money, got to the shit was popping. You know what I'm saying? You made the right
lost
everything aligned.
Keep going.
You know what I'm saying? So boom, bank account is up, right? So it could be another chick that's out there that's peeping you that you don't even know. You know what I'm saying? She just on the, you know, you might work with her. She might have seen you somewhere. You might be a whatever. She peeping you. You might not even know she peeping you, right? And she like, oh, okay, you know, this dude's smooth. He about his shit. You know what I'm saying? And all I got to do is make sure that I, like, cater to him in a certain way where he sees that I got potential. So you can be her sponsor, because you just said if you find the right person, you know what I'm saying, that you feel that you can get money with, that boom. So she could be peeping you from her point of view, like, oh, this about to be my next sponsor. Yeah, I'll have a baby with him. You know what I'm saying? He getting to it. He getting to the bag. I see he do right by his kids. So there you go. So you know what I'm saying? You could be a sponsor. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying you. Obviously, you seeing it from your perspective,
I'm not saying I see some potential in the bitch. Like, because the whole sponsorship, relationship, all right, look, at the end of the day, am I a sponsor? Of course I'm a fucking sponsor. I'm a sponsor to 12 punk-ass children, all right? Yes, I'm a sponsor.
Okay.
I'm a sponsor to 12 punk-ass children. All right, so
that's
am I a sponsor in that aspect?
Yes.
But no, fuck that, because you said a sponsorship, a new relationship. That's the topic. No, sponsorship.
It could be a new relationship. Wait, hold on. You didn't start out with new dynamics.
Huh?
You had to get a new relationship to get a new relationship to get the kids you have, right?
That was an orgy. That was a threesome. Like, nigga, I got babies with some bitches I only met the first fucking date. They ain't got shit to do with shit. But, like, once you have my baby, like, now you
lose
your responsibility.
Wait a minute. Did you just say he got babies from people that he met on the first? You know what? We trying to prove the point to the wrong motherfucker.
Like, come on now. But, like, what Black already know, like, once you have my baby, that's a wrap, bitch. You my responsibility. You see what I'm saying? So, like,
exactly.
Now you are forced. You are forced to follow the game plan. You see what I'm saying?
You
forced to follow the game plan. No. I'm a sponsor for life. Like, even after 18 years, my fucking churn is my churn.
Yeah.
But I'm going to raise my kids to hunt. That's one thing about it. My kids are hunters. You ain't never gonna have to be worried about fuck around handing my chair and shit. They're gonna be able to get
that's
out there.
That's the
and
same
get their own
type
own.
Of energy that my next baby daddy gonna have. Now I'm in my fertile season, and I know that I can't get pregnant. I can't get pregnant every year. You know what I'm saying? It's one of those things we talked about it. And I'm in my season, I said I don't see. I got as far as the option. My first baby daddy, I have another child with him. You know what I'm saying? But outside of that, no, I'll have a whole new baby daddy, and that's just that on that. I don't give a fuck if I got to go 7 for 7. And until I get somebody with the same energy that I need them to have, I'm not gonna settle. I'm not gonna give in, and it's gonna be what I need it to be.
Well, I don't do liabilities no more, my nigga. Fuck that, it's all about handshakes. Nigga, I would never buy another car a day in my life. Never buy another fucking car. From now on, I'm leasing. Fuck that. Yeah, I'm leasing another fucking car. I'm gonna need my business. I'm gonna need my fucking business EIN. Fuck that. Well, I done learned to hustle to that shit. I refuse to buy another car. You mean to tell me all I got to do is pay that monthly fucking note on the lease, and then when it comes down to doing my taxes, I can write the entire fucking bill off and get all my money back? Oh, nigga, I will never buy another car like a sucker. Never, 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 never. Never.
The game is to be sold and not told, ladies and gentlemen. This is real talk.
Yeah, but I just learned that one. I just learned that bitch 2 days ago. I was mad as shit. I just learned that bitch 2 days ago. I'm trying to figure out why all these motherfuckers leasing cars and shit. I'm like, man, why don't you just buy that bitch? You ain't got to worry about a bill. Four niggas looked at me like I was a broke nigga. Laughing in my face. Like, what the fuck? What you laughing at me for? Then they broke it down to me. Now, how the fuck, what the fuck I look like buying a car that depreciates as soon as I buy that motherfucker? When I can go out and lease that bitch underneath my business fucking name and get all my money back when I file my taxes.
Hell yeah.
All of it.
Yeah. That's it, man. The game is out here. You know what I'm saying? It's just hidden.
See, nigga,
shit
on me.
The jewels.
Nigga just shit it on me like I made me feel like old dirty bitch.
Man,
for that.
Every day. Every day is all about learning.
Look at this broke man. He does not know. I mean, fuck y'all.
Well,
but nah,
it,
man, I'll do what I feel. Fuck y'all.
I feel you on that. So, yeah, so, you know, I just think so, you know, just to sum up the topic once again. So tonight's topic.
I don't care if I got to go 7 for 7. I cannot do. No, right. My baby daddy going to have the same energy Smooth got. We're going to be straight for the rest of our life.
You don't want my type of energy, nigga. Nigga, she gonna be mad with a nigga like me, boy. Nigga, boy.
No, not exactly your same type of energy. Like, you don't want to have 12 children. But, you know, like,
I didn't want 12 kids either.
I take care of my baby mama. You ain't got to push me. The hustle already in me. So you ain't even got to push me to do what I supposed to do, because that's already there. But that one that's going to have my back no matter what, that's the one that I'm going to take with me. You know what I'm saying? That's the one that ain't going to ever. Listen, when I get it, he got it. That's the one that's going to be straight for the rest of their life. The one that has that right energy and stick to it. So, you know, look around. You know, maybe I'll be coming through with the next baby daddy.
It's not really about having to push a motherfucker. You see what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, when you out there getting that money, black, no. When you out there getting that money and you surrounded by like-minded individuals and shit, you naturally just push. You naturally push. You see what I'm saying? Like you see the potential. So it's always going, you always going to get pushed. Even if the motherfucker might be ahead of you, you still got to push. If they behind you, you got to drag them, but you still push their ass. Because it's all about that loot. It's all about that money. But the fucking thing about it is that, unfortunately, isolation breeds success. You see what I'm saying? That's why I ain't get no fucking head, no pussy last night, because isolation breeds success. You see what I'm saying? Like, bitches, when I'm in that fucking zone, man, I have to remember sometimes that I need to get outside my bubble. Because when I'm in that zone getting that fucking money, bitch, you don't exist. Nobody exists.
Right.
Nobody exists when I'm out there getting that fucking money. And I have to learn how to turn that switch off. I ain't learned that lesson yet. Cause when I'm getting that motherfucking money, nigga, isolation breeds success. But you don't exist, nigga. Your breath sink to me right now. Don't talk to me. Don't look at me. Don't breathe in my direction.
You gotta ride that momentum. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. And I was explaining that. I was just explaining that to somebody today. I'm like,
wait, hold on,
I sit to myself, especially.
Especially when I'm working and I'm grinding, I'm to myself. Hold on, I got to hear you. Ain't no momentum. Like, that's not momentum. When I say ride that momentum, ain't no momentum. You see what I'm saying? Because when isolation breeds success, ain't no fucking momentum. You see what I'm saying? Because it's just you.
You're isolated because you're riding that momentum. That's the whole reason why you're
isolated. No, I ain't riding no momentum. Because when you ride the fucking momentum, you letting the wave take you. Like, no, nigga, that's not momentum. I am the wave. You see what I'm saying? Like, no, there's nothing pushing me. I am the pusher. That's why there's no momentum. Like, nigga, either you're gonna be that surfboard or you're going to be the wave. You see what I'm saying? I'm the wave. I'm the motherfucking pusher. That's that drive. That's an automatic drive. You see what I'm saying? But I have to learn how to get out that shit. Because I ain't getting no pussy, I ain't getting no head, but this bitch saw that she can't give me no pussy head. I lay in the bed with you. Bitch, man, look, I woke up, well, I threw them fucking covers off the bed, I went and got me some cold water, and that bitch got doused. Bitch, you crazy. Fuck you think you
so
is,
that's what
bitch.
Gives you that energy, huh? So you saying some good head. That's what gives you that energy to want to push. That's
no, there's requirements.
No?
Nah, there's just requirements.
Okay.
If you fuck around, you go to sleep in my bed, nigga, there's a job for you to do. There's a task for you to do. It ain't free. You got to pay that toll. You see what I'm saying? You got to pay that fucking toll. If you ain't paying that toll, bitch, you in violation. You got to get the fuck. I don't give a fuck who you think he is. You could be cramping. You could be having, nigga, a relative could have died the day before. Ain't got shit to do with me. Nigga, you need to go to somewhere else and cry that shit out.
Gotcha. Well, definitely.
Wow.
Smooth is back, ladies and gentlemen. So, you know what I'm saying? He brought all the energy back to the show this week. So, with that being the case, I guess it's time to get into the world famous chop up. So this is my favorite part of the show. You know, this is the part of the show where I like to talk my shit, you know, different things over the course of the past week. I like to just chop it up and talk about it. So before I get into it, Black, was there anything that you saw in the news and the gossip that you wanted to get into first?
I was not paying attention, but I will start it out with the first topic. I was not paying attention this week. I really was 10 toes down. I don't think I really seen anything for the gossip session. But starting it out, shout out and kudos to the young man that shot the two police officers in the head. Now, why is she giving them kudos, might you ask? Somebody got shot. Somebody lost their life. At this point, it's not a sad occasion anymore. If you turn on the news each and every single day, these pigs are slaughtering us each and every day. The same thing is over and over. You can't miss it. It's right there. It's right in front of you. They don't have any remorse. We have marched. They have burnt the cities down. They have done everything, and the pigs continue to slaughter us. So now the only thing that I can do is rejoice and give spotlight and give acknowledgement to everyone that's doing to them as they do unto us. So kudos to that brother that walked up and did his job.
Ooh.
You're not safe. Just as though we're not safe, just as though you can run away from the police and get shot in your back, just as though you can go get in your car and get shot in your back, not pulled down, not dragged out your car, but shot in your back and paralyzed. Fuck these pigs. Defund the police. Kudos to him. Go ahead.
Well,
man,
now I will have
so
to
shout
say,
out.
Wait, hold on.
Shout out to Hurricane Sally. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Hurricane Sally, because apparently while I wasn't paying attention making all this fucking money, this bitch decided to creep up on my black ass and say, hey, bitch, I'll be here by Tuesday. Motherfucker.
Oh, another hurricane. All right, so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they got another one coming, and this one here is wider.
Straight for. Nah, it's just straight from New Orleans, this one. This going to be that week.
Hopefully Hurricane Sally, you know, loses its steam before it gets to New Orleans. But I will say this, you know, everybody, you know, this is real talk with the new Miss Bubby Black and old Benz. Everybody has their own viewpoints. I don't necessarily
and
share
I
that
am
same
not a host.
Loop.
I am just a caller.
I don't share that same viewpoint that Black just said. But, you know, that's her. I'm me. You know what I'm saying? So this is how we do. But But I did hear.
Man, look, I shared a viewpoint that if you got problems with a motherfucker, you're supposed to handle it with that motherfucker. So if you got a problem with the police, you're supposed to handle it with that police. So, like, nah, I shared a viewpoint. Fuck all that. I'm tired of motherfuckers running up on Home Depot in AutoZone.
Yeah.
Okay, you mad with police, but you want to burst out AutoZone. Like, nigga, hey, bro, like, every time I need to get something from AutoZone, it's burnt out.
But I will say this, though. I mean, I believe what you're talking about, Black, that happened in Compton, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that happened in Compton.
Yeah.
Shot him up in the ring.
Compton is different. You know what I'm saying? Compton, they don't, you know, it's organized out there in Compton. So, you know, that gang life. Because
I just heard about it today.
Mob stop.
That was today, huh?
Yeah. I think that was happened yesterday, if I'm not mistaken, or something like that.
I don't know. I just heard about it today.
Yeah. But, you know, Compton different out there. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely rules and regulations, you know what I'm saying, to the street code out there. So I will say that. So, all right. So without further ado, let's, you know, get into the chop up. So a few different things that I saw just this week. You know what I'm saying? So,
She got more back and down.
What happened? What? What you mean, back it down? What?
She got more back it down. Like, look, hold up, wait a minute. All
right, whatever, man. I ain't even about to just, you know, I ain't even about to succumb to this. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to get into, like I said, what I was talking about. So I'm trying to think, where should I start with this, huh? What's a good part to start in? All right, so I'll
go. You like sports.
Yeah, I'm gonna get into sports real quick. So football is back, you know what I'm saying? So it kicked off this past Thursday. I forgot the game. Like, oh, Kansas City. Kansas City beat Houston. And, you know, they had a few fans in the stands, you know what I'm saying? Probably about like 18,000 fans in Kansas City. And they're only one of two football teams is going to have fans in the stands. So I believe it's Kansas City and Jacksonville. And then it's a week-by-week basis. So I guess as the season continues and, you know, if there's no spike in this particular region, or this particular city or state, then they're, you know, starting to have fans back. But that was cool just seeing football back in full effect. Of course, you know, we tape on Sundays. And Sunday, you know, we had the games. Tom Brady didn't look too good. I saw highlights of his first game against New Orleans. And here's the thing, man. Tom Brady, what is he? I think he's 42 now, 42, 43. You know what I'm saying? He is starting to look like a bag of wrenches. You know what I'm saying? Kind of. So, and he ain't in the AFC East no more. He's in the South. He's in the NFC South, and it's real out there in the South. They put them. You know what I'm saying? They come at you in the South. So, you know, they played New Orleans. Shout out to Smooth and his people out there. But the Saints, man. Saints took it to him. And it's going to be interesting watching Tom Brady without Bill Belichick. And shout out to Cam Newton. Cam Newton did his thing, you know what I'm saying, got his first win with Belichick, you know what I'm saying, replacing Tom Brady. So that's going to be an interesting dynamic to see how both of them do this year, how, you know, Cam Newton does in New England and how Tom Brady does in Tampa Bay. But now it's like college. If you think of, if you keep up with college football, It's like Tom Brady was in the Big Ten, and now he in the SEC now. You know what I'm saying? Southeastern Conference. And you know anything about college football, the SEC, that's where all of the NFL talent comes from, with a tad bit from the Big Ten. But, yeah, so, you know, he's in here. You know, now he got to play Atlanta. He got to play, you know, New Orleans. He got to go to Carolina. You know what I'm saying? So he in that dirty South. So it's going to be interesting to see if these defenses continue to put a hat on them. So, you know,
we'll see how
Tom Brady bounces back the next
week.
When it
comes down to that shit,
what up?
Nobody can beat age, all right? Like, if Tom Brady would have left the Patriots 10 years ago, Tom Brady would be better off. But he's old now. So this ain't no different between Brett Favre and what's the nigga name? Steve Rogers? Brett Rogers?
Aaron Rodgers.
Exactly. I'm thinking about fucking Captain America. Ain't that a bitch?
Yeah.
But Aaron Rodgers was never better than Brett Favre. Did he beat Brett Favre? Of course he did. Brett Favre was an old-ass man. But when you look at their stats, when you look at the accolades, Brett Favre was just a better fucking quarterback. He just got fucking old.
Yeah.
That's the same thing with Tom Brady. Tom Brady, you just go ahead, like, fucking retire because, nigga, you was old.
Yeah.
It's over for you. Let it go. You ain't going to beat Belichick. Yeah. You wonder why? Because he don't have to play.
Facts.
And Cam Newton ain't no hoe anyway. Cam Newton was never a hoe. Cam Newton just got to put in a situation where he did stupid shit.
You know, getting hurt now. He seemed healthy, man. That's, so it's interesting, man. It's going to be interesting to keep. I'm definitely going to keep my eye on that. You know, as the season progresses.
Nigga, you can't be time. Can't be time. It's like some old bitches. Them old bitches used to love me when I was a teenager, but now that I'm 30, them old bitches like, nah, I mean, you too old for me. Like, old bitch, what?
They want
you old bitch.
Yeah, young dude now. That's a fact. I mean, that's what happens, man. And guys feel the same way too, man. Guys, you know what I'm saying? They it goes both ways. You know what I'm saying? Some dudes, they just like a certain female to a certain age, and after that, it's not the same no more. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. But Father Time is undefeated. And speaking of Father Time and being undefeated, shout out to Osaka. I forget her first name, but Osaka. She definitely took the U.S. Open. She got now. You know what I'm saying? She's like one of my favorite tennis players to watch. I can't think of her first name, but she's definitely a mixture of Japanese and Haitian. And she took the U.S. Open, man. She won it, you know what I'm saying? And what was nice about her, too, you know, it's like the little silent statements that kind of work, especially like, you know, tennis is kind of a type of sport. So, you know, what was interesting about Osaka, and I saw Sloane Stephens do the same thing, you know, everybody's wearing their mask, you know, once the match is over, you know, so a lot of times they're doing their interviews with the mask on. But what was nice about Osaka is, you know, and like I said, she looks Japanese, but she is half Haitian. So I love to see a person really, you know, gravitate to their black roots as well. And, you know, just for her to shout out, like, each match that she won, she had, George Floyd on one, Breonna Taylor on one. And just this conversation that was asking her about it, she was like, you know, they were asking her, like, you know, what made you put the mask on and how does that make you feel? And then she kind of just, reversed the question, like, how does that make you feel? You know what I'm saying? I shouldn't have to answer this question. You know, you answer the question to yourself. You know what I'm saying? So I just thought that was interesting. It's just little silent statements like that, you know, combined with action, you know, is always good, especially in that type of sport, tennis. You know what I'm saying? You don't. So just to see that, you know, was kind of good. And for her to be win the tournament, I thought that was cool. And then speaking of how Father Time is undefeated, Serena, she lost in the semifinals. She didn't make it to the finals. And it's just like, damn, she chasing that, you know, because she wanted to tie Steffi Graf to have the most Grand Slam championships for a female. But she, you know, ever since she had that baby, she's trying so hard to get it.
Yeah,
well,
that baby took that pussy out.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Fuck what you talking about.
You know what I'm saying? It ain't been easy for her, man. So we'll see if she can, you know, because now they're going to play the French Open. I think that's going to start in the next few weeks because the French Open basically got postponed because of COVID. And it's usually Australian Open, French Open, Wimbledon, and then the U.S. Open. But, you know, of course, because of COVID, a lot of tournaments got postponed and stuff like that. So we'll see if Serena can come back in Paris and do it at the French Open on the clay court. So we'll see. I'll keep you posted on that. Also, speaking of football and sports, Colin Kaepernick, you know, he's back on the Madden game. He makes his return. He hasn't been on the game since 2016, but they gave him an 81 rating. He has his afro, you know what I'm saying? He scores a touchdown, he, you know, puts his fist in the air, or whatever the case may be. You know, just thought it's kind of interesting, you know, now because I guess
So is he going to be on the cover of the game or they're just putting him back in the game itself?
Yeah, they're just putting him back in the game. He's not on the cover, but he's in the game. All right, so he hasn't been.
So he's going to be on an all Madden team? How the fuck
no,
does that
he's
work?
Like a, and all, as a, as like basically, if you ever played Madden before, like they'll always have like the free agent, you know, people that's just available to be picked up. So even though, you know, like it's always going to mirror what the NFL is actually doing. So the rosters are going to be whatever the NFL rosters are, and then the people.
So he's
that
not
going to
be on an
all
Madden team. He's just going to be on free fucking agent.
Yeah, like a free, like you can pick him off the waivers. You know what I'm saying? Like if your quarterback gets hurt, you're like, oh, you know what I'm saying? Let me pick, put, let me sign
Kaepernick.
You know, Kaepernick. Yeah. So that's how it is. So that gives me an indication that he could be getting another. He could be back in the NFL this year. You know what I'm saying? I could see a scenario because of how now it's kind of, I don't want to say cliche or like in style now, but now. you know, people are like, oh, you know, now, you know, if you, like I was just talking about, you know, Osaka winning the U.S. Open, and she, you know, she had a different mask on with the, you know, police brutality, fatalities, you know what I'm saying, people on her mask, and that's a New York, you know what I'm saying, like Grand Slam, country club type tournament, but now you're seeing that in the forefront. So now, because it's like in the forefront now, that leads me to believe that Kaepernick might be coming back to the NFL. Like, somebody might give him another shot if he's willing to play. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't, you know, I think he could have been back in the NFL if he wanted to play by certain rules, which is just, it just, it is what it is, and corporations and business and stuff like that. But if he does want to play, I think he can actually find a spot on the team. You know what I'm saying? Especially in this environment, in this type of year, the whole COVID situation, it's just a lot of just differences. You know what I'm saying? A lot of stuff that was tradition before is kind of out the window. Now it's like, you know, each week is something different, and people are just kind of adjusting to the situation. So we'll see how that happens.
And how many years has it been?
So he hasn't played since 2016, so that's 4 years. You know what I'm saying? That's 4 years off. So, of course, he's not going to come in as a starter. He'll have to come in as a backup, and then if the starter goes down, he'll be able to come back. And there's no way that I think a team's going to put him in as a quarterback.
Right now, it's a lose-lose situation for Colin Kaepernick, right? Because, like, if anybody decides to pick him up, right, it's just going to be as a trophy. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, look what we did. We picked up the rebellious Negroes. You see what I'm saying?
True. I can see
that's
that.
That's all it's going to be. It's just going to be as a figurehead. You're never going to get in a fucking playing time. But we picked up because, hey, it is what it is. That ain't no different
it's
than
like,
the first
it's
tag.
It's like the style now.
You remember, remember when they had the first little homosexual boy who came out?
Yeah,
crying, come on,
that
I'm
was
gay.
Bullshit.
So he got drafted,
that was some
right?
The
Dallas Cowboys literally drafted him last. But he was the last person to be able to
pick. It was the Rams. It was the Rams,
right.
But yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
No, it was the Cowboys.
No, it was the Rams, man. It was the Rams.
No, the
Believe
Cowboys.
No,
the Cowboys drafted him. No, well, look
anyway,
it up. The Cowboys drafted the little sissy, and he made the practice squad. And he made the practice squad, remember?
Yeah.
And then they cut him. And then they cut him.
It wasn't good enough. You know what I'm saying? But
right.
Yeah, they made it a big
But he
story.
Only got, but he only got drafted because he said he was a little sissy. No, my wrist broke.
It was in style. Like, they wanted to find some gay football player for some odd reason. I don't know why. Like, they was infatuated with trying to find one. And they had
right.
one.
So all they really would do right now, they'll pick them up. Just today they picked them up, and then they'll cut them. That's it.
Yeah. We'll see.
But, like, motherfuckers ain't
going to
pick
them.
Motherfuckers ain't going to pick them up to play them.
Yeah. I mean, he definitely.
If they was
going
to pick them up to play them, regardless of the fact, when he did the whole little tryout bullshit, something would happen. Something would shake.
Yeah. Well, it's just interesting, you know, that he's back on the game. But that gives me something. Something's going on. He's back on the game.
Right.
Because
let's not forget, he wasn't a starter when he left. You see what I'm saying? He lost his job before he left.
So we'll see. I still think he's young enough.
Of course he's young enough. But he lost his job way before he left. He lost his job way before he started kneeling.
And what it is like the game has changed now. Like, it's more of a running quarterback league now. You know what I'm saying? With the, you know, Lamar Jackson being so dominant now, and, you know, Deshaun Watson, and, you know what I'm saying, Russell Wilson. You know what I'm saying? So the game has kind of changed to what Colin Kaepernick was doing. You know what I'm saying? So
well,
that's why, you know.
Boy, Russell Wilson, that boy busting nuts. That nigga's not playing in Sierra Puss.
He's solidified his position as the starting quarterback in Seattle. Nah, life is good for him right now.
Nigga, Sierra about to be like T.K. Wyatt, about 10 turn.
Yeah, nah, she pumping him out. So, speaking of Colin Kaepernick, and, you know, it's just been interesting, too. Like, I'm going to talk about, like, endorsements, man, because it's a catch-22. It's like, damn, you know, like, a lot of people are saying, oh, EA Sports, who's behind Madden, it was a money grab for them to get Colin Kaepernick back on the game, and they just trying to promote it to sell more games and stuff like that, which is true somewhat. You know, it is a business at the end of the day. But I do love it when, you know, something that I kind of like is matched up with like an endorser that I like, and I just think, you know, just good business. And you just see it like, you know, all right, that kind of makes sense. Like, I'm going to try that just because that person is endorsing it. So I say that to say this. Shout out to Travis Scott. You know what I'm saying? He's got to deal with McDonald's now. You know, it's a different situation. McDonald's ain't as popping as they once was, where it was just like the go-to fast food spot. You know,
yeah,
now
people
so organic now, and there's so many different things. But anyway, Travis Scott, he got the Travis Scott burger. I think it was like a quarter pound of like barbecue sauce or some shit like that. But anyway, just got a whole little meal, and it's been a success so far. I mean, I think it's really taken off. And you know, Travis Scott, for him to be like, is an interesting character. You know what I'm saying? Because when he first came on the scene, I was like, okay, like, the dude is different. You know what I'm saying? He marketed himself as kind of like a doll or whatever. But now when you look at it, it was genius, because now that doll that he marketed like a Ken doll, like a black Ken doll, you know what I'm saying? Now, you know, they can market him to like a McDonald's, and now he can sell a Happy Meal and maybe have a freaking action figure or something like that. So it's just interesting. And
shout out to Kardashian money.
Yeah, you see it, it puts you in a different light. So that's a big time deal, man. I think it just works for both. You know, definitely works for McDonald's. Travis Scott get a nice check from that, and it don't seem clear. It just seems like, okay, yeah, all right, next time I go to McDonald's, let me try that Travis Scott Happy Meal or whatever the hell it is. So
all right,
shout out to that. You know, and then
shout out to Kardashian.
And then right now, speaking of that, I was like, you know what? Nightcap, you know what I'm saying? I kind of want to just be chill for the show. So I got me a nice Corona. And I always like Corona. But you know what made me buy this Corona today? I saw my man Snoop Dogg got his Corona commercial. You know what I'm saying? So when I'm at the bodega, I'm like, all right, let me see what I'm going to get. You know, I could have got this, I could have got that. But I was like, you know what, let me get that Corona soda. It just shows you the power of the advertising, you know, how that works, man. So I just wanted to just shout out that. And then another thing, too. Now, Smooth, you missed last week when I shouted out the new show for people to watch. It's like it ain't really new, but for the people that wasn't hip.
Oh, man, hold up. Before I even hear this shit, man, look. You want to tell me this? Because the last show you told me about was gay as something, bitch. Like, that was a Rape of Man show for real.
See, Smooth, it's the same thing he was trying to do last week. And I said, well, I don't know. I think Smooth said you can't do no more shows because, you know, you don't do good. He said you just extra. That's all he said. He said that's you. It's not him.
Nigga, I ain't never seen a show involve so much rape and gay shit in my life. They had gay rape in the fucking show.
Yeah.
It was just a whole Rape of Man show. It was very fucking depressing. I didn't even finish the fucking season. I was like, look. So
you
whatever
somebody,
you got to
say. Anyway.
So the show that I shouted out last week is Snowfall.
Oh,
so I don't know if you hip. Are you hip to that?
Who?
The show Small? Snowfall.
Snowfall?
No, snow. Like it's snowing outside. Snowfall.
Snowfall.
Yes.
No, that's not like some snowy fall shit.
Yeah, no, it's no, you know what I'm saying? I kind of.
So Snowfall is cocaine?
Yes, that's what it is. That's exactly what it is.
Wait a minute, but I ain't got to deal with no gay anal rape, right?
None of that shit. I don't want to give it away.
No,
but
I just
want to
make
sure
there ain't no fucking rape involved.
Hey, man, it's 2020, Smooth. You know what I'm saying? Unfortunately, like, these freaking images and shit, sometimes they be
all
like...
All right, so what you're saying is that you already seen some gay shit.
You know what? Hold up, Smooth. Now, I might have to call you out on something. Because you're trying to call me out you know what I'm saying? All
right,
for the show. I was putting you on. What about that superhero, that gay-ass superhero show? You was hyping up, and you were saying, oh, nah, that's just how it is. What's that show? They had the chick from 227. You know what I'm talking about. It was on HBO, too.
Oh, yeah, you talking about The Watchmen.
Watchmen. And I was
talking about The Watchmen.
He's like, oh, no, it's just how it is. It just had some gay shit in it, but you know what I mean? Like, it was still a good show. Like,
no.
What you talking about?
At no time, see, this one thing. I would never defend the homosexual.
Talk about it.
I would never defend the homosexual. Never defend homosexuals. That being said, did I watch The Watchmen? Yes, I did. Okay. Now, did The Watchmen have some gay shit in it? Yes, it did. Okay.
Did
The Watchmen have the level of fuckery that I May Destroy You have? Hell no. I ain't never seen so much. Come on now. Nigga, you got to be emotionally. Now, I had to have my bitch grab my dick while watching the show.
Hey, man, all I'm saying is, just grab me. That shit threw me off, man. I'm all hyped. You know, black superhero doing it. Then this nigga fucking just gay. Gay superhero.
Right. But meanwhile, you had so much butt-on-butt gay action going on in fucking I May Destroy You.
Anyway.
But you were trying to bring up Watchmen. Come on, man.
Anyway, I'm just trying to say, man. Hey. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, that show, I was cool with that show before the gay shit. Okay? Okay?
Yeah.
There's a difference.
Yeah.
When I said I may destroy you, you should have been like, man, look, they're going to have some shit in there you ain't going to like. You should have warned me. I'm going to watch I May Destroy You. No, you ain't even warned nigga.
Doubt.
You ain't giving a disclaimer. Like, look, caution.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of butt on butt action.
It didn't start out like that. I was like, damn, you know what I'm saying? It's escalating.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? But,
so he does confess to the fuckery.
I will, you know, but like I said, Snowfall, you know what I'm saying? If you get a chance, listen to the show from last week. I really gave my whole review on
that. All right, so is there any gay shit on the show before I watch it?
I don't want to, like I said, I don't want to give
it
away.
Yes or no?
Nah, not really.
Yes or
no? Really,
no. Nah, it's not really. What is not really?
But it's good. It's shit that you got to deal with. I don't say that you got to deal with, but street shit. You know what I'm saying? Jail shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, don't put yourself in those type of predicaments. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so
that's
somebody get anally raped in jail on your show?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's no.
What,
like,
you got a rape fetish, man?
Nah, bro. It's just in fucking the TV shows nowadays. But speaking of, because we got
so there is anal rape on the show.
Look, man, look, I'm just I'm not trying to give it away, but I'm just trying to, that's not the whole premise,
man,
of the
look,
show. Like,
you're not giving
like,
away the plot. You just let me
that.
Know if I need to be involved with some anal rape. That's it.
Look, man, that's what
do
like,
he
no
need
point.
To watch
there
it with a woman
rape.
Or do he need to watch it by himself?
Look, it's like Pulp Fiction. Put it like this. Pulp Fiction is a dope ass movie, right? But it has
no. See, you don't understand how my brain works. My brain actually cut that scene out the movie. My brain cut that scene out of the movie many times. And I'm like, that ain't never happened. And one day, it actually, my eyes allowed me to see that. So, like, I don't hear that shit. It's simple. Yes or no. Is there some gay shit up in there that I need to be concerned about? Is there some anal rape? Talk to me.
And what I'm going to say is I don't think you should be concerned about it. It's like Pulp Fiction.
This like motherfucker.
Just, you got to just cut the one part.
He's running for office.
And it's,
oh, yeah. Oh, he's running for office, yo. The next alderman.
No fault. You will not be disappointed. But anyway, so look, I'm going to give a whole another review on a whole different show that has nothing to do with none of that extracurricular activity. So I want to shout out 50 Cent and Power. You know what I'm saying? So Power came back. You know,
I'm not watching it.
Listen. I was saying the same thing. I watched the first two episodes. People keep wanting to write 50 off and sleep on 50. And, you know, T.I. want to talk his shit about 50 and all this other
shit.
I'm
not sleeping on 50.
Don't sleep on 50. Nah, what I'm saying is actually pretty good. You know what I'm saying? So just to,
hey, I'm
not to
saying,
give it away,
see,
but,
like, the thing is, Power was always good. So I'm not saying Power ain't good. I'm not saying that part two, because, like, all books, anybody who ever read any hood book know that the number one drug dealer always get killed, but he always come back 2-3 books later. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Fucking cute.
Yeah.
Nigga killed cute like in the first book, but then the nigga showed up 3 books. See, that's what you say. Ain't no such thing as that, because, like, you always see
a
nigga dead.
As a ghost.
You're right. Right. Exactly. You always see
a
nigga dead. Nigga, you always see a nigga dead. You always see a nigga in a fucking casket, but then all of a sudden, the motherfucker back 3 books down the line. You see what I'm saying? So it is what it is.
We got an author on the line right now.
90 seconds. Make sure you guys check me out. Go to my website. You can get all the links on my website to all of my social medias and my YouTube. Instead of me giving you each one, some of them are different. So check me out, the new Miss Lovely Black.com. That's THENEWMIZZLUV, as in Victor, LIBLACK.com.
Jesus.
You can find my YouTube, you can find my Twitter, you can find my Instagram, everything right there. Mo Ben, 60 seconds, take it all the way out.
Shout out to all right, Online Buddha Code.
Okay, all right. So shout out to Black for the title. I mean, not for the for the topic of the show. Shout out to Smooth for the check in. Shout out for me.
Hopefully we get a good topic next week, man.
Okay, you text me the topic then. How about that? You give me the topic for next week then. Give me some topics and I choose.
How long
I talk about a lot of shit on my YouTube page too now. So you want topics and conversation?
Hey, look.
Go look at my YouTube videos and put comments, and I'm gonna respond.
Every time you send me a fucking link, I like the videos. I clicked on the videos and I like.
But
the
I don't send links to every last one of them. So I need you to subscribe to my YouTube and go there because I do videos every day.
So,
I'm not sending everybody links.
What is considered a good head? Yeah, there we go. What is considered a good head? That's next week's topic. You're welcome.
Anyway, everybody definitely check out the Twitter page.
I said you're welcome.
Talk TAWK. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. Yeah, that's it, man. Oh, and if you missed the show, be on the lookout for the link. You know what I'm saying?
I already tweeted it.
I'm going to retweet it. I bet. So I think we probably am
hey, we need to make
sure that I'm not
business.
Leaving no seconds on the clock. We all of us. All right, so everybody keep it up. Anytime next week. Peace.
Anytime down.
Okay, you kind of know.